over the weekend, for the first time since 1996. Wow. Long time. The Nate Ukpiks ending their lengthy championship drought with a 3-1 series victory over the SAIT Trojans down in Calgary. They won the game 4 in double overtime. Head coach of the new champion, Serge Lajoie, joins us. Serge, congratulations. How are you doing?
Good. Thank you very much, Jason. I'm doing fine. Thanks.
Well, Serge, now is this your third year as head coach?
Yeah. Third year, just completed it.
Okay, so when you took over a program, you know, Nate had been competitive, but, you know, it'd been many years since they'd been the dominant team in ACAC, like a lot of people remember them in the 80s and in the 90s. So talk about what was your strategy and how you were able to, in 3 years, turn your team into a championship team.
Well, obviously came in with a vision, you know, a vision built on what I had experienced as a player and as a coach at U of A, and obviously haven't had the influence of Coach Drake and Coach Moore. So came in, you know, having a vision of where the program could be. And that obviously involved, you know, making sure that I surrounded myself with some quality people. And I think that's really what started to change things around, is was able to enlist some quality coaches and then have their expertise have an impact on the great quality players that we were able to recruit over the portion of 3 years. So, you know what, it's quite a rewarding feeling to see a 3-year plan come to fruition and to be rewarded for, you know, all the hard work that, and it's not just one person. It definitely just isn't myself. It's all the quality people that I've surrounded myself with that have helped build this program and bring it back to be a number one in ACAC.
We'll talk about your championship team. You know, the SAIT Trojans have kind of become, you know, what the Nate Ukpiks were in the 80s and 90s. They've been the dominant franchise in ACAC for a long time. So how important was it to maybe, you know, beat the best for your organization moving forward?
I just want to, you know, measure yourself up against the best, and they have been the measuring stick for the ACAC for many years. So for us, we didn't want to duplicate their approach and how they played the game. We wanted to play the game our way, and you know, it's again based on the vision that we had. You know, we brought in a lot of homegrown products, some guys that had very good AJHL careers, and not only based on their performance on the ice, but also the character that they demonstrated away from the rink. And that was really our blueprint, is bringing in those guys that were committed to playing the game the right way. And as one of our assistant coaches, Mike Gabinet, always says, you know, if the game is a fair game, you play it right, and it'll reward you. And I think that's, you know, that's what's so good about this. I really enjoyed coaching these guys. I really enjoyed working with our coaching staff. These guys believed in what we were selling them in terms of how we needed to play. And we played a different style than SAIT. We were tenacious, relentless in terms of our approach, in terms of our discipline on the systems that we played. And we never let up from day one. That was our objective, to give ourselves a chance to win gold. And a tribute to the players. We always say players win championships, and these guys believed in themselves. And I'm very, very happy for them.
How many guys do you lose?
And that's the million-dollar question. With our programs here, there's a lot. We have 6 guys that are graduating from their programs that still have eligibility. We have 3 more that are graduating outright because of their years of eligibility. So we definitely have the potential there to lose anywhere from, you know, 8 to 12 players. So it's an ongoing process of reloading and retooling. So, you know, it's a... not too sure what it's going to look like next year, but when you do have success, players look or seek you out and look to be a part of that successful program. So we have a number of players that are interested in Nate and continuing on their hockey careers at the college level. So it's, you know, we've given ourselves an opportunity to enjoy what we've accomplished, but already this week we're getting in touch with some players that we've been in touch with since October or November, and trying to finalize what their plans are going to be moving forward, and hopefully enlist them to be part of our program next year.
because of, you know, you guys being a trade school normally, I'm guessing the turnovers even more than it is. Is it harder to recruit there compared to, you know, when you're at the university level? Or is it easier maybe in a sense because, you know, guys can come in and out quicker?
And I look at it as an advantage. Well, first of all, you know that you can bring in a player and they're not going to get tired of your coaching style or the drills you run in practice because, you know, you can only have them for 2 years in some cases. So it's constantly fresh that way. But, you know, the other part is, especially with our economy, there's a lot of players that are recognizing that they have the chance to come here, get some good schooling under their belt, still play hockey at a high level, and then prepare themselves for whatever opportunity lies after their 2 years. It could be in the workforce or it could be going to play professional hockey. And, you know, that is the case right now. We have Jordan Draper left today to go play, continue to play some pro hockey in the Southern Pro League. And then we have our captain, Andy Williger, is looking at two opportunities to maybe go play some pro as early as the end of this week. So, that's what I really enjoy about this whole opportunity that I've had here as a head coach is to create a professional environment where you come in, you get some schooling, you play some high-level hockey, and we're committed to getting you ready should you want to go play hockey beyond college.
Joined by the head coach of the Nadeuks men's hockey team, won the ACAC this past weekend, 3-1 over Calgary. Serge Lajoie joins us. Serge, what about you? How does it work at Nate? Are you committed on a year-to-year basis? Like, are you guaranteed to be the coach next year, or could you look at other avenues?
You know what? I've an agreement with Linda Henderson and Greg Miropoulos, the athletic director and athletic coordinator at Nate. We've agreed to another 3 years, so I've been renewed. And, you know, that was important for me. It showed their commitment to myself and their support in terms of what we've been trying to build here. So for me right now, this is where I want to be. This is a great environment for me to continue to do something that I'm very passionate about, to work with some quality people. I have a tremendous coaching staff with Bruce Lemaire, Jay Henderson, Mike Gabinet, and I can't forget to mention Matt Jaworski, our full-time athletic therapist, who's just phenomenal. So we've really built a strong environment here, and this is where I want to be. So I'm locked in for another 3 years.
Another three seasons. Well, Serge, good luck defending your title. Now, is the ACAC, has there been talk about going back to a national championship at all at any point?
Yeah, there's been some positive dialogue regarding the national championship. You know what? We're at the mercy a little bit of what the other leagues, you know, on the competitive levels that they're at. We know that BC is really starting to make strides and are starting to attract some strong junior A players. So right now, we're not too sure what the Eastern conferences look like. So, you know, there's talk of potential of a Western championship, maybe, you know, start to focus on that, maybe kind of a Frozen Four tournament style format there. And then maybe give a chance for the Ontarios and the Quebecs and the Maritime provinces to maybe build up their hockey so that we can get back to a true national championship. So I think that's part of now the next step of our vision here at ACAC is to be instrumental in pushing forward for a national championship.
Serge, congratulations. Appreciate your
time. Thank you very much, Jason.